Syria answers protests with gunfire. There's yet another obstacle to justice in the Malatya deaths. And a new radio outreach survives flooding. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The staccato of gunfire was the rhythm of Syria's response during their fifth week of anti-government uprisings. Syria is bordered by Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, and Israel. Sat7's Terry Ascott says the unrest has the potential to explode into an Armageddon.
Syria, Iran, Hezbollah align somewhat politically. And what happens in one will get a response from the other. So you can't even treat a country like Syria as an isolated case because it has very strong connections to other countries and other interests.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their team has been sharing messages of forgiveness and reconciliation. Pray, the hardest work is yet to come.
It is a message that is best heard after the guns have fallen silent. But these are difficult days, and we are asking Christians across the region to pray for those in authority, for their neighboring countries as well as their own.
Next, as it relates to the Malatya Christian murder case in Turkey, the refrain, "justice moves very slowly," is becoming all too common. Prosecutors were moving close to connecting the murder to a group with deep ties to the government. Last week, the last prosecutor on the case was removed. It's a disappointing setback, says ION Network's Rody Rodehaver.
Since there have been all of these changes in the makeup of the people who are taking the lead in some of these investigations, it's unfortunate and will probably lead to more delay.
There are concerns about the vulnerability of believers in an increasingly Muslim nationalistic nation. Pray for the ION Network team.
As I've talked to our staff and I've talked to other people, one of the amazing things for me is they have those feelings, but those feelings really are overridden by their great faith and their willing to sacrifice and pay the price to serve Christ in this country.
You're listening to Mission Network News. One radio station was hit hard by Ecuador's rainy season. Vas Andes Media spent most of the day last week cleaning up after their brand new studio was flooded by heavy rains. Horst Rosiak, ministry director for the HCJB Global Station, tells us about the damage.
We installed already a new studio last month, and so all the water went in, soaked the carpet and some electric stuff from our equipment.
Fortunately, the station wasn't completely destroyed. Cleanup went quickly and pre-recorded broadcasts went on undisrupted, even though
the AM transmitter and the FM transmitter also were affected to thunderstorms. But our engineers, within 1 week, they fixed it all.
Pray for the station as it continues to preach the gospel in 12 languages around the globe. And while Malawi is fighting flooding and HIV, a team from the United States is heading to that African nation to not only help physically, but spiritually. Our affiliate station, WLJN, is taking a team of volunteers there. WLJN's Pete Lathrop says,
we're going to be setting up a clinic in 3 different villages, and we'll be spending 2 days in each of the villages. We are anticipating up to 500 to 700 people each day at the villages.
The team will be working through Finish Line Ministries International. Lathrop says WLJN places a high priority on outreach.
WLJN, or Good News Media Incorporated, has really taken on being an example for our listeners to answer the call to missions, to short-term missions or long-term missions, whatever the Lord leads.
Lathrop's asking you to pray that the team will be safe as they travel, that they'll meet physical needs, and that many will hear the gospel as it's preached at the clinics. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.